Yo, yo, what's up?
You're listening to the blackest show on radio. Talk Black to Me with your brother Ja Ali. Part two, questions and answers with our spotlight listener, that brother Serge. How you feeling, Serge?
I'm feeling good. How y'all doing, man?
Good, 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 good. You trying to take my position, aren't you?
Nah, I ain't trying to take nothing. I'm trying to elevate us all.
That's right. You are coming with some good, good thoughts. Seriously, it had me thinking on some things myself regarding that Kanye. But so what's going on? What's basically your background, Serge?
You mean as far as work wise, or just in general, just life? Life?
Yeah, just life. Yes, definitely life.
Well, you know, I've been through some things in life, you know, just like everybody else. You know, right now I'm a millwright, you know, and I say that, and I'm proud to say that. You know, when I got me a trade, and you know, out here traveling, making money, and you know, living the quote unquote American dream. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, trying to provide for my family. You know, my wife takes care of me. You know, I got a beautiful black woman.
Awesome.
I'm in Massachusetts right now. I got a beautiful black woman waiting at home for me. Got two daughters,
uh-huh.
16 and 17, about
okay.
to graduate.
All you know, right. Doing,
yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Black love is a beautiful thing. I love it, Serge. That's all right. That is all right. You are an uplifting the black man is what I'm all about also. You know, uplifting my brothers because, you know, our brothers are so intelligent. Like, you have that inquisitive mind that you have right now. I am loving the energy that you're bringing to Talk Black to Me today.
So I appreciate it, and I appreciate the avenue that y'all provide. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't even be able to speak my mind. So I appreciate Mr. Jolly and you too, Double L. I appreciate everything that y'all bring, everything that y'all have done, everything that y'all accomplished. I appreciate everything that y'all going to do in the future because, you know, y'all going places. Y'all going places. I just want to catch on to the coattail for the ride. So
but I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't drop that Mr. Ja Ali, bro, then we're going to have a serious problem right now on this radio tonight. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
You got to show respect.
No, ain't no respect, bro. Ain't no respect, bro. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The respect is in the uniform that we wear. And the uniform that we wear is the uniform of the black soldier right here in America. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We all one. We all stand shoulder to shoulder. Ain't nobody holding no rank around here, man. It is what it is. It is what it is. And it is what it is, bro. I'm just job.
Let me make a comment to you, man. You know, the influence that, and I know you spoke on it in you know, the first part of this episode, that we used to work together, but the influence that you had on, there was a period when we were working together that I was, and I've always been inquisitive. My wife says it even today. I question everything.
Sure.
Because I need to know. You
sure.
know what I'm saying? Whether it's irrelevant or relevant, I need to know just for my sanity.
As you should.
You, my brother, you, And as I was trying to learn where you were coming from, as I was trying to learn what you stood for, as I was trying to learn just your journey and your life, helped me to question more. And I can't speak enough about how you've helped me, or how that experience helped me in my life. So,
that you know, right.
the Mr. Jolly is a respect in a way to just even for me, just for me personally, just to be like, you know what, man, I appreciate you, and you didn't even do anything but tell me what you know and your life experiences. But isn't that the whole purpose for us to drop jewels on the next person? You know, anyway, I appreciate you. My whole point was just for me to say I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Let's cut this off right now, because I'm supposed to be hard, militant, and, you know what I'm saying, and knocking the hell out of the head of lies and falsehood with truth. And this dude right here trying to make me emotional, right? So look, go right on ahead, L, go right ahead into what we talking about, because this dude about to make me feel some kind of way right now, and I ain't trying to feel that way on the air, because we ain't even supposed to be in the damn studio. Dang. Hold on. That's it. Ooh. We, damn. My bad. Hurry up. We're gonna edit that out. We But go ahead, hurry up, man. You run that.
We have a question from Karan B. from Oakland, California. He says,
Oakland,
California. You gotta listen. Yeah, Oakland? Yes, sir. I know. You have a great show. I love the title. Will you go to any other platform?
Well, what's his name, Karan?
Yes.
Karan, I love that name. That's cool. Mm. I'm digging that. Mm. Karan, that's deep. Mm. That's deep. Mm-hmm. Shout out to mom and pop for naming you Karan. I mean, hey. But look here. Yes, sir. We are setting up the studio right now to go live on YouTube Live.
All right.
On YouTube Live. So watch out for us on, basically, if you're following us on any of our social media pages, then you can definitely stay in tune and in step with everything that we're doing. We're all over the place right now. So we leave nobody in the dark, but we're going to be on YouTube. We're setting up studio right now for YouTube Live. Look out for Facebook Live. Look out for anything that's live. We're going to be out there. We're going to be doing it. We're also going to be in the streets. We're going to be in the streets locally at first.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things in the works.
Right.
Right? There are a lot of things in the works that I can't speak about right now. Because of, you know, contractual agreements and all that good stuff. But just stay tuned. If you follow us on any social media platforms, or if you follow us on Anchor, if you follow us on any of the other 8 or 9 or 10 platforms, blow them up. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, all that good stuff. Wherever the hell you listen to your podcast at, and even if you're not listening to a podcast, get to listen to a podcast, because we own that. You know what I'm saying? That's where you're going to get your information, you know what I'm saying, about us. But for Karan, brother or sister?
Brother.
Check us out. Stay tuned. Log in to Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Talk Black to Me. Talk Black to Me podcast. Check us out on Instagram. Talk Black to Me Media. One. Talk Black to Me Media. One. Because we're going to be out there.
That's right.
This thing going to the top.
Yo, big ups to you, man. Big ups to y'all.
We're finna blow this thing up, man.
And also, you can also email us. Email us at talkblacktome@mail.com.
Talkblacktome@mail.com. That's talkblacktome. talkblacktome@mail.com. And it definitely comes directly to me. Which brings to question, Why did you not get the email?
I got the email. I was in a meeting. A parent meeting. Thank you.
So you ignored the email?
No.
You know what?
I was here.
Moving on. This is not an episode.
No,
this is not an episode. Let's be clear on this. This is not an episode.
No, it's not. Question and answer.
Q&A is always supposed to be. Let's roll into another one. You gotta. Hopefully, I answered the question for the brother.
Yeah, you did.
So just follow us. Just follow us, brother. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, just hang close. Get next to me. Get close to us. And you know what I'm saying? You're gonna know what's happening, man. We're gonna definitely take your place. You know what I'm saying? Savannah trip coming up next.
All right.
Savannah trip coming up next. All about the, you don't even know about this.
I don't.
It's in the works. Listen. Can you imagine? Serge.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Where you at? Can you imagine the show being live on the Savannah River? Cruising the Savannah River around the city of Savannah.
That'll be great.
Midnight cruise. Midnight episode. Oh my God.
All I can see is myself with one drink in my left hand, one drink in my right hand, trying to soak up some knowledge, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's some stuff that, you know what I'm saying, that we got in the works, man, that Talk Black to Me Media got going on, and you know what I'm saying? We're going to promote ourselves. We get this shit to the top.
Yes.
Give me another one off of the...
There's another one, and it's another Kanye one.
I'm going to have to go to the file that they didn't, that you didn't print out.
What file?
All right, cool. You know you.
See, you put me on the spot, ladies and gentlemen. Putting me on the spot.
No, I'm not putting you on the spot. Don't go ahead.
Well, I mean that episode regarding Kanye was very important.
I just want to keep it short and simple on Kanye.
Okay, basically, this young lady Kim D from Union City, Georgia, right here, said, "You in Vegas went hard on Kanye. Way to go! I really think the black card should be taken away from Kanye. He makes me sick. Why do you think he can be reformed?"
I need to hit the applause button just on her question. Why do you think Mr. Jai Lee? Look, okay, brother Jai Lee.
There you go.
Why do you think Kanye can be reformed?
Like I said in the previous episode, I believe. Kanye belongs to us. We made Kanye. Anybody that comes after us for Kanye needs to know Kanye. What I saw when Kanye was speaking with 45, as y'all like to call it. I call the devil by his name. When I saw Kanye speaking with Trump, and this, let's not mince words, this is the chief devil. The chief devil. Did you hear me? I want to make sure everything that I'm saying right now is perfectly clear. This is the chief devil. If you hear me, hear me. Say something so you hear me. I want to make sure. Say, kill the dog, shoot the cat, whatever the fuck. Say something so that I know that I'm being broadcasted. And I want to make sure. I hear you. I check your mic. Where that boy Serge at? Let me check your mic.
I'm here.
Did you hear me?
I'm listening.
Okay.
Keep speaking, brother.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that I'm broadcasting loud and clear, because I'm going to bullshit when I bullshit. I'm going to joke when I joke. But one thing I don't do is I don't dance when it ain't no music. I don't scratch where I don't itch. And I don't bend when there ain't no need to bow.
Okay, alright.
And that is the basis, the whole premises of where Talk Black to me was founded. The whole idea of it. I hold that in my mind and in my being strong. So your question to me is what?
Why do you think he can be reformed?
Because he's my brother.
Okay.
Because he's my brother.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Sure. Go ahead.
You made a comment on the episode saying that should black cars be taken away from some black people, and I'm
sure
paraphrasing.
Sure.
So why, if you feel like Kanye can be reformed because he's your brother, then shouldn't all black cars be permanent?
No, because some cats ain't wanting their black cars in the first place.
Okay. So, Kanye, and it seems like he wanted his black card in the first place, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. You think that his black card now is being held
on hold?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
His black card is in handcuffs right now.
No, I didn't say handcuffs. Damn, bro.
I love it.
No. What I'm saying is Kanye's black card is in,
Well, you know what? Something that Serge said in part one of Q&A was that this is not the same Kanye that said Bush don't like black people.
Right.
This Kanye went up to 45, hugged him on national television, international television, and said, I love this guy. I love this man. That's not the same person. That's not the same person who went up to Taylor on national television at an award show and said she should not receive this award.
Hell,
it should be Beyonce.
Hell, let me
come on now.
Hell, let me
come on now.
Real quick. Let me jump. Do you know that the next day he was in Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In talks with the president over there. So don't cut him off just yet. That's all I'm. All I am saying is don't cut
him
off. In
talks with the president about what, though? In talks with the president about what? Because if I say some crazy stuff and then just shoot over to Africa, can I get my black card back?
Bruh, do you want to give me your black card? I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this, man. Because it's like, I mean, are you trying to put your...
Are you trying to surrender your black card?
Because,
I'm trying to say is that, and I honestly have no opinion one way or another whether or not Kanye can get his black card back. All I'm doing is really playing devil's advocate, and I mean that as a metaphor. All I'm doing is playing devil's advocate.
We don't play white boy advocate on this show.
That ain't what I said. That ain't what I said.
That's basically what you said.
What I mean is all I'm doing is looking at the same situation in a different view. That's all I'm doing.
Exactly.
So while I see the horizon, you know what I'm saying, I can look to the left and see the horizon, or I can look to the right and see the horizon. All I did was turn it 180, and I'm still seeing the same horizon, but it looks different because the sun is setting on one side and not on the other. That's all I'm saying.
Yo,
go ahead,
sir.
Yeah,
Vegas.
Oh, you missed me.
Vegas.
Yeah,
we live, baby.
Baby.
I got a listener on right now. Serge.
What's happening, man?
Man, I'm finna go in and blend this thing on in. We got the four-way crew tonight. So I got Serge in tonight. And you know what I'm saying? And I caught you. I blew him up. Everybody's here. I'm Nicole L. to the doggone studio, and I just, fuck it, we're just gonna run it like this. Because he has opinions on Kanye, much like yours, and I know you have slapped your hands and said you was done with it, but bruh.
Yeah. Everybody,
yeah. Holler at your boy, man. You good?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your take on it?
My take is done. My man Serge, he was spilling some stuff, and you know what I'm saying? Y'all being the millennials and, you know what I'm saying, all that, we're gonna let y'all go ahead and vibe a little bit with it. Serge, in Vegas. Vegas Serge.
Vegas, I appreciate you being on. You know, I done heard you on some previous episodes. And let me just start off by saying, you know, I appreciate everything that you're doing. You know, lifting up black people, doing what you do. You know, big ups to you. Kudos to you. You know, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, man. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And
Appreciate it.
All right, Vegas, on the last episode that we had, you said Kanye needs just a good old ass whooping from three of the blackest Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three of the blackest.
To get him back intact.
Oh, yeah.
You also said, now the reason I'm bringing this back up because we got a email today. And for all those that did not hear it before, and Serge, I know you're probably on a different time zone, so I'm not going to hold you too long. I don't know if you it's need. Are you good?
It's all good, cool, man.
All right, cool. Go ahead and run that one back, L, for us. And
okay, Vegas, we got a question from Kim D from Union City, Georgia. It said, "You in Vegas, meaning Ja in Vegas, went hard on Kanye. Way to go! I really think the black card should be taken away from Kanye. He makes me sick. Why do you think he can be reformed?"
And my response to that, and that's exactly where we were. Okay, just to catch you up. That's exactly where we were. And my response was to that was, for the simple fact that, I mean, he's my brother, right? I see in him mistakes that I could have or may have possibly made. Sometimes you misspeak, but you have to see basically the God in the person that doesn't even know that the God is even in the person, right? That was my little response to it, basically. Now, Serge, on the other hand, who shot some questions to us tonight, and we decided to go ahead and go live with it tonight, and basically just go ahead and make it an episode, basically, is what it turned into. And his 30-second response was, if you're ready, sir, that he wasn't ready to, he was ready to really take his black card.
My question with a question, and like I said, you can't really answer a question with a question, but
okay.
Can you give the black card back? Because my comment was that Ali, Ja,
sure.
You said that you were ready. You felt like he could be reformed simply because he was your brother.
Right.
My thing was, in a previous episode, you had a question. Should some black cards be given back? Then my question, in addition to that, was, well, if the question arose that some black cards can be given back, then why is there not a question as to Kanye's black card and you saving him just because he's your brother? And again, I honestly have no opinion on whether or not Kanye should get his black card back. But at the same time, Kanye is in a state, and I mentioned it in a previous episode, Kanye, in my opinion, right now, is a slave to money.
Okay.
Kanye is doing things on the aspect of, I have so much money, and now I done married this Kardashian and have more money, so now I can do this and this and this and this. You know what I'm saying? And I brought up the situation. And I'm not going to dive deep into it, but I watched a video last night where they were saying that Kanye had these rules for people that or in his entourage, or that follow him, or model for him. No smiling in your videos. No smiling in your pictures. I need a barber chair backstage. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that there's not other entertainers that do the same thing, but Kanye is acting in a way that only a person who worships money acts. I can do what I want to do because I have the money. You want the money, so you do what I say you need to do because I got the money. Whether you want to do it or not, you gonna do it because I'm giving you enough money to do it. He is a slave to money. So his black card, I mean, can he be reformed? I don't necessarily think that he can't be reformed, but what is your purpose, Kanye? What are you trying to accomplish? What is your end goal? And
Ajay, you mentioned you don't think that he knows. But the thing about it is that he knew. He might not know now, but he knew. So what changed? All that changed was the money, because he married into some more money. Whether he had $10 million and she came with two, or whether he had $100 million and she came with two, he's still married into more money. He is a slave to this money right now. Why should his black card be given back, or why should we just give him a pass, or why should we make an effort to reform him when he is right now, in my eyes, in my opinion, just serves a slave to the money? And it seems to me that, you know, again, like, you know, we're making it a, you know, it's because of this Kardashian thing, and I don't think that that's not the case. I just think that it's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that this man is just a slave to this money. And this
all right, all right. Vegas, you want to slide in on some of that? Because that's directly along the line of where you were going. And
absolutely, man. That's a very valid point. I mean, as far as him being a slave to money, yeah, that's very true, man. I've seen it, you know, being in the entertainment industry myself. You'll be surprised at what people will do or how they will change based on income. You know what I mean? It's weird when you see it. But like they say, money doesn't necessarily change who you are. It magnifies the person that you already were.
Mm-hmm.
So this person was already inside of him. You know what I mean? My point is this. I get what you're saying. I see where you're coming from, and I totally agree. But there's a lack of guidance as well. If he still had one person in his corner that actually cared enough,
that was solid.
Exactly. Now this one person was his mama, and he still had a big brother after that, which was Jay-Z, who he shunned after the fact. So he has nobody in his corner right now that's really gonna guide him and, like, you know what I mean, redirect him in his thoughts. So
Vegas, let me step in there with you a little bit on that Jay-Z that you're saying. Now, with everything that was said and throughout the whole story, Jay never really did care that much for Kanye. Jay's move with Kanye, the person that saw the light or the possibility in Kanye was actually Dame. Dame brought Kanye to Jay. Jay only moved on Kanye because of the fact of it was a good business deal. Let's be real about that. Jay was no doggone hero or know what he any type of big brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jay was just the dude that was looking for the next venture. It's very clear in this documentary. Hello?
So if let me just ask a question, then I'm gonna ask this question.
I just want to clear it up.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm done. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
If Vegas, you said that Jay, and not that I disagree with you, I don't disagree that the influence of another black figure who you admire in your life can be a huge influence on the way that you think and act going forward and in your future, and is a staple of your past. But if right now, or if tomorrow, or if a month from now, you were without the biggest black figure in your life, would you then see yourself, and you know, maybe this happens, you know, arbitrarily, and we don't even know, but would you see yourself all of a sudden not advocating for black people? Would you see yourself getting some fake big booty white woman because, you know, all of a sudden that's what looks good to you? Would you see yourself, you know...
Oh, hold on. This is a question to who? Who's the question to?
It's to Vegas. It's to Vegas.
Oh, okay. Because you already know my answer. My answer is hell no. I'm black. Everything I need to be black.
Okay, so in that, in your answer, Ja.
Okay.
It kind of proves my point to say, I understand that he doesn't have anybody in his corner, but how does that all of a sudden dwindle out your blackness? How does that all of a sudden dwindle out your heritage? How does that all of a sudden dwindle? How does that all of
when
a sudden?
When do you do that? When do you do that, sir?
You say when?
When? When do you do that?
In the morning.
When did he cancel out his blackness?
When he went to visit the president,
he actually brought up issues as convoluted as they were in his presentation. L, what he did was he brought up, and I know you need to go, but that's fine. You're going to, hey, look, I call Uber, you know, so whatever. You know what I'm saying? This is an episode right now, and we're going to roll with it. But look, what he did was he brought up valid issues of things that need to go down in the community. As fucked up as his presentation was. Huh?
You shuck and jive all them years so that you can sit in front of the president and bring up free labor.
Oh, you talking about Kanye. I mean, all right,
well,
I thought this mother was saying I was shucking and jiving.
No, come on. I got me in the man.
All I heard was, you shucking and jiving like, motherfucker, what?
No.
No, I agree, sir. I was shucking and jiving.
I was about to punch you through the mic, bro.
Kanye, basically. Based on your comment right now, Ja, you basically saying Kanye shucked and jived to get his way into the presidency so he could free Larry Hoover and bring up a point of Larry Hoover being a black staple in the community.
I didn't say he was shucking and jiving, bro. What I said was he used the opportunity. Hear me very clearly. What I said was he used his opportunity to be at Pharaoh's table and bring up issues of the people as convoluted as they may have seemed and mixed up, because if you throw in a damn iPhone, you gonna fuck my head up. But the realization of it is, he did speak about education, prison reform. I'm not in defense of the brother as far as where he went, you know what I'm saying? With his delivery of it, yeah, he went off to the left on some shit. That has always been Kanye. And we as black people know Kanye. We know he's always been outside the box.
Look,
give me a good 45 seconds of a dude. Cause we need to go ahead and bump out. At least. You got some more? Do you got anything else? You got nothing else? So I gotta ride out with Serge.
Yeah.
All right, Serge. God damn it, you got it. Shit.
No. Go ahead and make. No, my bad. That's
all. No, you good? You good? Bro, you know me and you, man. Come on, man. This how we get down. You know what I'm saying? Then Vegas is on the line too. You know what I'm saying? So let's run this conversation, man. You know what I'm saying?
Since
we cleared all the new business, anybody
else?
No, hold on. Because we had some people that came in off of Facebook and all the other sites and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that they're clear.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay,
they're clear.
Yeah, right.
They're good. We can run it. Vegas, you still with us?
Yeah.
All right, Serge, we know you there. Y'all hear my voice, so you know I'm here. Doggone, LL ain't going nowhere, I don't think. You can get a taxi. And this is an episode. This is an episode. I'm going to let you go ahead and go through the lead-in on this one. Go ahead and run it.
You're listening to Talk Black to Me with your brother Ja'Ali with our spotlight listener, that brother Serge, our wonderful host that's traveling all around the world, your brother Vegas, and your girl. He's our guest host. He is a host on here. Vegas is a part of our family.
Once again, this thing is unedited, unrehearsed, and unapologetic. So we make any type of slip up, just know this joint is live and we ain't even playing with it. We black and this is how we get down. We give you the real. We have tonight on the line one of our faithful listeners and a person, very inquisitive person.
Very inquisitive.
Been knowing the brother for some time.
Your brother Serge.
My brother Serge, and I say my brother Serge, and when I say my brother, I mean my brother with love. Mm-hmm. That's my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Conversations and dedications and all that good stuff that we used to do back in the day. I've been knowing this dude now for about 7+ years at least.
Mm-hmm.
And he called in. He messaged in, as a matter of fact. Shot some messages on the Anchor app. And I was going to actually shoot him live tonight and ask him over the app with the episode, but the brother wanted to go live. So when you want to go live on Talk Black to Me, guess what happens?
It happens.
You go live on Talk Black to Me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. All you have to do is just email us at talkblacktome@mail.com. Hit us on the doggone Facebook page. Hit us on any of the social media page at Talk Black to Me. Talk Black to Me Media 1 on Twitter. Talk Black to Me Facebook. Or you can just shoot me direct a message if you're on Anchor. Now, hold on.
Listen.
We are on Anchor plus 8. Other different slots. So wherever you listen to your podcast at, you can find us there. Just Talk Black to Me. Just Talk Black to Me, baby. That's all. That's what it is. Talk Black to Me. Anywhere podcasts are being heard, we are there. We are there. We are there. And take this moment right here and just say thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you all to our faithful listeners.
Do you see the numbers?
Yeah. It's outstanding.
We are blowing the... Hold up. If you got kids around, here's a little point right here. You probably want to go ahead and turn it down for about 15 seconds and give you a moment to do that. Okay. All the kids are cool. We are blowing the fuck up!
That's right.
We are on episode of the podcast. Vegas.
Yeah.
If you don't come on in here, boy, you probably just saying too. Come on, brother.
Hey, you know, he needs to know.
I never told Vegas he was a hoe.
He is. He is very loved here in this family.
Oh, you said a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said a hoe.
Just because he's cruising the south right now.
And he sounds very much inland now.
Yes, he sounds inland.
He might be in Colorado right now. Blonde hair thing, I don't know. But yo, shout out to everybody that has ever Doug the Show Facebook page, Instagram page, anywhere on social media. Shout out to all y'all guys right now.
Like I say, like Facebook.
For sure, for sure, for sure. But look, let's give a real quick shout out right now. I got some shout outs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
To the Black Peace Initiative page.
Oh.
Those brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Those brothers. We're going to get right back into it in a minute. But those brothers are actually doing it up there in Memphis.
Really?
Yeah, they liked us.
Awesome. Been, thank you.
They've been bumping us up. You know, that's
thank
Travis. That's my boy Travis. And yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So, they liking us. So, we're giving us a shout. You know what I'm saying? Check them
thanks,
out.
Travis.
They really doing big things up there in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? Big ups on that. If you show us love, we're going to show us love. And that's about, basically, you know what I'm saying? That's really what this Black Coalition is about. You know what I'm saying? So, we might not agree on everything, but we do agree on that one thing. And that one thing is that Black unity. You know what I'm saying? You pull me.
Absolutely.
I push you. And we're going to get up on up over this mountain, man. You know what I'm saying? And we'll see each other at the top. But we sitting here right now with that boy Vegas, Mr. Catch Me If You Can. Just happened to find him. I don't even want to know what he's been doing. But this turned out to be a doggone episode.
That's right.
I'm sitting here with your girl, the greatest co-host this side of heaven. Give me the name so nice you gotta say it twice. And our very own person of the week, basically, he finna be.
That's right.
Finna fuck around to be a doggone feature on the show. Maybe if we can fit him in, a doggone commentary kind of guy. That brother Surge, man.
Yeah.
That brother
great
Surge.
Great job,
sir. Originally from the NO. Yeah. Representing the NO.
Mm-hmm.
Currently in the ATL.
Yeah.
Did I get it right? And we breaking down some Kanye stuff right now. We breaking down some other stuff. We going through some emails and we going through a whole bunch of other stuff. And hell, I got this email over here.
Mm-hmm.
About this dude, somebody asking about you.
Really, man?
That's what they. You want me to read? You want me to say for the end of the night? Well, I save it for the.
Okay.
That's fine.
We'll save it as a treat.
A treat.
Yeah, it'll be a treat
ain't
for me.
Ain't no treats.
You
some tricks. You get some tricks. There ain't too many tricks around this motherfucker. Hold on. But check it out, man. Look, Serge, man, go ahead and run with it, bro. I'm going to give you about a good 30, and then we're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to flop around the mic a little bit right here, and then we're just going to see how it's going to roll.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you, baby.
You know, I appreciate the avenue that y'all provide, man. You know, I appreciate it absolutely. You know, it's your boy Surge over here, you know, making my way, you know, from the NO by way of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? With your boy Jolly, your girl Double L, LL.
Yes, sir.
Your boy Vegas over there. You know, we all doing big things. Looking to uplift Black people, you know, looking to make sure that we not only unify, but, you know, we educate, we looking to learn, we looking to do everything, you know, y'all, everybody listening, y'all make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all make sure y'all hit the applause button, y'all make sure y'all do whatever y'all can, hit every button on the doggone phone until you get to the button that you need to get to make sure that y'all giving these people all the profit they deserve, man. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank
you're
y'all.
You're so welcome. And my brother Vegas, you doing all right out there?
Yeah.
How's the entertainment? How's the music business coming along?
Oh, you know, it's pretty good, you know.
Awesome, awesome. You know, we always got to give shout outs to you. We always love it when you can make your guest appearances on here. And, you know, we got to show you, always show you some love. Always. You're a fantastic brother to me.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Man, so look, it's your boy, your brother. That dude, y'all know me. Jolly. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, another surprise episode. This one is going to actually go down as a bonus.
That's right.
As a bonus. She wasn't even expecting this one, but it actually made me think about something tonight.
What's that?
That no matter how far you go, how far you reach, your fam is your fam.
Right.
And fam is not connected by blood. Fam is sometimes connected by thought, energy, the things that connect you outside of the norm. All fam ain't blood related, and all blood related ain't fam. But we gotta find a way to bridge that and make sure everything is fam.
Right now.
Because if you look like me, and I look like you, and I can see the God in you, or I can hear the God in you, we don't separate ourselves from our differences.
Yeah, yeah.
We connect ourselves with what we agree on. And right here on Talk Black to Me is what we aim to do. That's what we desire to do, and that, you know what? That's what we're going to do. So for all of y'all that's out there listening to my brother Serge, to my man Vegas, catch me if you can, to the co-host, the best one I know of, it's your brother, your boy, your man Jolly. And I'm signing out right now, but one thing I want to let you know, you pull me, I'll push you. Each one teach one, each one reach one, and together we gonna get to the top. That's it, y'all. That's the show. Holler at your boy. Hit me on all the dark on social media. I'm out there. And if you don't see me, set up a smoke signal. Because I'll be around. Anyway, it sound, I'll be around. Love y'all, man. Each and every one of y'all. Stay strong. Stay real. Stay vigilant. Stay black. Hollow Black Cat. Out.